sitting here with my cute 12-year-old with an adorable smile.
Julie Sabag is talking about Devere.
It's been hard.
In the hospital a lot?
Yeah.
Devere nearly died a few months ago of autoimmune hepatitis.
Boys in the United States, there's only 1 to 5 cases a year.
Acute liver failure caused a bleeding disorder. Doctors couldn't do a biopsy to figure out what was going on until Devere received a transfusion made with antibodies from the plasma of more than 1,000 blood donors.
We both are huge advocates for people to give blood, and Devere and I both are not able to because of the genetic disorder that we both hold,
but if we could, we would.
Devere now is expected to be okay with regular monitoring.
Continuous checks on his liver and his functions and his bone marrow.
And that involves a lot of needles.
Sort of used to it now, but at the beginning, it was really painful.
And needles can be an issue for some potential donors.
What if somebody says that they're scared, they don't want to give blood? What would you tell them?
You're saving someone's life.
Devere's grandmother, Carol Starley.
Been a really trying, but he has been amazingly strong, and that's what you do. You enjoy every day, but people need blood, and we've got to take care of each other.
Christy King, WTOP News.